继续来查考以赛亚书。
We're going to continue our study of the book of Isaiah.
我们现在看以赛亚书的二十六章。
Let's now turn to Isaiah chapter 26.
以赛亚书二十六章是在作歌在唱赞美天上的神。
Isaiah chapter 26 is a song praising God.
那在这个二十六章里面，我们可以看到非常安慰人、给人鼓励的一个讯息。
And we can see that this is a song of praise and comfort and encouragement.
我们先从第一节。
Let's turn to verse 1.
在那日，犹大地人必唱这歌说：我们有坚固的城神要将他的救恩定为城墙，为外。第二节
Verse 2.
敞开车门是守信的义民得以进去。这里在提到有一座城。
This passage mentions a strong city.
那第二节最后说守信的义民得以进入。
And verse 2 tells us it is the nation that keeps faith that can enter.
那这个我们知道，这一座城就是我们今天的教会。
This nation we know is today's church.
就是神的国。
That is the nation of God.
这里有坚固的城。
This is a steady nation.
那第一节说救恩就是他的城墙。
Verse one tells us that salvation is its walls and ramparts.
所以这个救恩非常的高大，能够分别里面跟外面。
Salvation is tall and strong, and it can separate what is inside from what is outside.
这个城也是一个防卫防卫外面的敌人能够攻进来。
And the city is a fortress against those who wish to enter it.
所以城墙有两个作用，一个是分别，一个是防守。
So a city has two purposes. One is a fortress, and one is separation.
所以为什么我们要常常亲近教会？
So why is it that we need to stay close to the church?
因为我们进到这个城里面才能够跟外面有分别。
It's because when we come to the church, we separate ourselves from those outside the church.
不然我们都没有来教会，在外面社会打滚，我们的心、我们的生活都跟外面一样。
Otherwise, if we remain outside the church, then our hearts become led astray and influenced by those outside influences.
常常到教会来，我们的心归向神。我们就虽然住在这个社会，我们不会被同化。
But on the other hand, if we constantly come to church, then we'll be influenced by God, which is in the church, and we will not be influenced by worldly affairs.
第二个是防守，防卫。
Secondly, is its purpose as a fortress.
我们有救恩，神的救恩，魔鬼才不会攻进来。
If we have the truth in our hearts, then Satan cannot attack us.
这是为什么说我们要建立我们的信仰。
That's why we need to develop our faith.
没有很坚固的信仰，魔鬼就进进出出随便他了。
If you don't have a strong faith, then Satan can come and go as he pleases and mess with your mind.
那在这个城里面，我们看到很多很好的讯息。
Now in the city, there are many lessons to be learned.
第三节说，你要保守他十分的平安。
In verse 3, it tells us you will keep him in perfect peace.
那第四节说神是永远的磐石。
Verse 4 tells us that the Lord is the rock eternal.
他可以做你的依靠。
He can be your trust, your dependence forever.
那第五节跟第六节讲神看顾这个卑微软弱的人。
Verse 5 and verse 6 tells us that God lifts up those who are humble and oppressed.
但是是住高处的高层都要败落。
But then he lays low the lofty city.
所以在这个宇宙有一个神他看顾卑微的人。
So God exists and he takes care of the poor and oppressed.
所以这里面有很多的很好的信息。
There are many virtues in this city.
那第十二节。
Verse 12.
神派定我们得平安。
God has established peace for us.
在这个里面我们要有平安。
Because in the city we will have peace.
再看十九节。
And verse 19.
使人要复活，尸首要兴起，睡在城来的要兴起，唱歌。
Your dead will live, their bodies will rise, You who dwell in the dust, wake up and shout for joy.
我们有盼望。
We will have hope.
在这个城里面，这是极大的恩典。
This is what we gain from being in the city.
那二十六章里面提到人追求神的两个原因。
This chapter also tells us two reasons why people pursue God.
如果不是这个原因，就是那个原因。
If it's not for this reason, then it's for that reason.
第一个原因就是因为神是美的，我们追求他。
First reason is because God is beautiful, and that's why human beings would seek after Him.
第八节。
And verse 8.
神啊，我们在你行审判的路上等候你，我们的心是羡慕你的名号，就是你那可纪念的名。第九节。
Verse 9.
夜间我的心羡慕你，我里面的灵切切的追求你。
Verse 8.Yes, Lord, walking in the way of your laws, we wait for you. Your name and renown are the desire of our hearts. Verse 9. My soul yearns for you in the night. In the morning, my spirit longs for you.
When, okay, 这里说我的心切慕你。
Verse 9 says, my soul yearns for you.
我的心羡慕你的名。
It longs for your name.
所以对神的渴慕是出于神是美的，我们很想亲近神，靠近神。
So today we desire to seek after God because He is a thing of beauty.
雅歌里面呢在讲，我们看雅歌的第一章。
Let's turn to Song of Songs chapter 1.
雅歌的第一章。
Song of Songs chapter 1.
第二节
Verse 2.
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因为你的爱情比酒更美。第三节
Verse 3.
你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。这里讲说你的名好像倒出来的香膏。
Verse 3 compares God to the fragrant perfume.
所以大家都爱你。
So everyone loves the name of God.
第四节，你吸引我们，我们就跟随你。
Verse 4 says, take me away with you, let us hurry.
所以这个心腹被这个新郎所吸引。
And so the beloved is attracted to her lover.
今天我们认识神，我们会想要追求神。
Today we recognize God, and so that's why we seek after it.
在神的殿瞻仰神的荣美。
In God's temple, we glorify His name.
这是一种追求神的原因。
This is one reason why human beings seek after God.
在以赛亚书二十六章还有另外一个追求神的原因。
In Isaiah 26, there's yet a second reason why human beings seek after God.
十六节。
In verse 16.
说神啊，他们在极难中寻求你，你惩罚临到他们身上，他们就倾心同意祷告你。
Verse 16, Lord, they came to you in their distress. When you disciplined them, they could barely whisper a prayer.
这是在神的公义中寻求神。
This is in God's righteousness, people are seeking after God.
平常人不懂得神很可贵。
A lot of times people don't understand how precious God is.
远离了神。
And so they leave God.
那一直遇到了困难或者神的管教。
But when they encounter difficulty or the discipline of God,
已经没有路可走了
and they have nowhere to turn,
最后他们来仰望神
then they turn back to God.
来寻求神，向神祷告。
They seek after God and pray to Him.
那这也是寻求神的一种方法。
This is a second reason human beings would come to God.
所以有两种的方法。
So there are two ways that we today can come to know God.
但是哪一个方法比较简单呢？
Which way is easier?
我们如果看第九节
If we turn to verse 9,
下半句
in the second half of it,
说因为你在世上施行审判的时候地上的民就学习公义第十节
verse 10,
以恩惠待恶人他仍然不学公义在正直的地上他行事不义也不注意神的威严这个第十节说世界上有一些人你对他好他也不一定会感激你。
Verse 10 says that even though we treat some people well, they're not going to necessarily repay you likewise.
神在地上对很多人实行恩典那这些人也不一定说会感恩。
God blesses and has mercy on many people in the world, but they know not how to repay his love.
然后当神开始行审判
But then God's judgment comes upon them.
人就开始学习公义，人就开始改变。
Then they decide they better learn righteousness.
所以这两节可以告诉我们了，常常因为神的爱而改变的人，哦，好像不是很多。
So it seems that not many people change themselves just for the love of Jesus.
但是常常我们在改变是因为神的公义临到我们。
But more often people change when discipline comes upon them and judgment.
就开始想要改变，因为不改变不行了。
Because if you don't change, then you have no future.
我第一次听到一个弟兄啊，在吸毒得到圣灵，这个当传道这么久，第一次听到。
First time I heard about a brother who was doing drugs and received the Holy Spirit while doing drugs.
有一次我在加拿，一个弟兄打电话给我。
There was one day I was in Ghana.
从美国。
And I received a telephone call from America.
他说他得到圣灵。
And the brother said, I received the Holy Spirit.
哦，他在朋友的家用毒。
He was at his friend's house doing drugs. 哦，
那忽然间呢，感觉到主耶稣向他显现了。
And all of a sudden, he saw Jesus.
那个光照得他很痛苦。
And Jesus' light shone upon him so that he was in agony.
然后有一个大锤要锤他。大的铁锤啊。
And there was a big metal.
好像那个要我们房子要拆掉有一个大的。
Wrecking ball about to hit him.
要锤他。所以他很怕他就跪在那个沙发祷告。
So he became terrified and knelt at the, on the sofa and prayed.
结果在沙发上得圣灵开始说方言震动起来。
He started receiving the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues, and his body started shaking.
那他的朋友不晓得怎么一回事，以为他精神不正常，就打911。
And his friend thought he was overdosing, and so he called 911.
那警察两分钟就到了。
The cops were there in 2 minutes.
那他朋友又不敢开门，因为里面有 drug.
But his friend was scared to open the door. Inside there were drugs.
就叫他等一等，赶快把那个都冲掉，门才打开。
So told the cops to wait, wait a second while he flushed all the drugs down the toilet.
然后他就被带到医院去。
So this brother was brought to the hospital.
他就看到主耶稣。
And he saw Jesus again.
然后他很专心祷告的时候，主就在他旁边。
When he was fervently praying, Jesus appeared to him.
他如果没有专心，那主就消失。
And when he would lose his concentration, then Jesus would disappear.
他开始回归向神了，是因为神管教。
So he started turning back to God because God had disciplined him.
过了一段时间，我就打电话给他，哎，最近怎样？
After a period of time, I called him again to see how he was doing.
然后他不太敢跟过去的朋友出去。
And he no longer went out with his old friends.
因为想到那个大铁球要锤他，他不敢。
Because he thought about that metal wrecking ball about to hit him.
所以这里在讲哦，有时候人是因为审判来到，所以他就学习公义，不敢乱做。
So this passage tells us that some people learn righteousness because judgment is coming upon them.
但是有的人是想到神很爱我，我不敢让他伤心，所以我要做好的。
On the other hand, there are some people who think about the love of God and how great that love is, and how could that person possibly sin against God?
所以两个都可以改变人。
Both of these can change people.
我们就要选择是哪一个改变我们比较好。
It's for us today to choose which way we want to change.
所以在二十六章啊，这个做的诗歌里面，我会看到很美好的讯息。
So from this song of praise in this chapter, we can see many different things.
那从二十八章到三十三章有六个灾祸。
Now, from chapter 28 to chapter 33, there are 6 woes.
28章开始。
Starting in chapter 28.
28章在提到以法莲跟犹大。
Chapter 28 talks about Ephraim and Judah.
那他们受罚主要一个原因就是骄傲。
The reason they were punished is because they were proud and haughty.
我们看第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 28, verse 1.
或在以法莲的酒徒住在肥美谷的山上，他们心里高傲，所以所夸的为冠冕，如江蚕的花。这个地方讲了，心里高傲。
This passage tells us that they had pride in their hearts.
但是在神看起来，他们所夸的这个冠冕啊，就是很荣耀的事情啊，好像将要凋谢的花。
But in God's eyes, the things that they were proud about were just like a fading flower.
看起来很漂亮，但马上就过去了。
You may look upon a flower and it may be beautiful, but the next day it will be withered.
我们看第四节。
Let's read verse
4. 那荣美江蚕的话，就是在肥美谷山上，必向夏令营前出熟的无花果，看见这个果实，他一注意，一到手中就吞噬了。这个花就好像无花果被吞噬就消失了。
A fading flower in verse 4 is compared to a fig that someone takes and swallows.
那以后这个以法莲他们就受责罚。
And so Ephraim was later punished.
被国后来就被消灭。
And their nation was lost.
但是在同时28章里面也在提到一块石头。
But at the same time, in chapter 28, it talks about a rock.
看看十六节。
Let's turn to verse 16.
所以主如此说，看啊，我在锡安放了一块石头作为基，根基是试验过的石头，是稳固的，基础，是宝贵的房角石，信靠的人必不着急。
Verse 16 says, See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation.The one who trusts will never be dismayed.
这块石头是什么？
What is the stone?
这是主耶稣。
The stone, of course, is Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣这块石头有两个作用。
So Jesus Christ, there are two purposes behind it.
对信靠他的人，这个石头就是我们的依靠。
For those who trust in Jesus, Jesus is their everlasting rock.
他是我们的依靠。
He is their trustworthy cornerstone.
他是我们建筑信仰的一个磐石。
He is the cornerstone upon which we build our foundation of faith.
但是对不信的人，这块石头要把人砸碎。
But on the other hand, for those who do not believe in Jesus, this stone will destroy them.
这是主耶稣在四福音里面说的。
This is what Jesus tells us in his four gospels.
所以二十八章在提到以法莲与犹大因为骄傲受罚。
And so chapter 28 tells us that Ephraim was punished for its sin.
所以一个国家的骄傲跟一个人的骄傲一样都会受罚。
So it doesn't matter whether a nation is proud and arrogant or an individual is, but they will both be punished.
那二十九章就在讲耶路撒冷。
In chapter 29, Isaiah talks about Jerusalem.
这第一节一直到十四节。
From verses 1 to verse 14.
耶路撒冷遇到很重的灾祸。
Jerusalem was about to encounter a great woe.
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
我必四围安营攻击你，吞兵围困你，筑垒攻击你。第四节。
Verse 4.
你必败落从地上说出说话，你的言语必细微出于尘埃，你的声音必像那交鬼者的声音出于地，你的言语滴滴蒙蒙出于尘埃。这个在讲耶路撒冷在败落的时候人痛苦的情况。
Verse 3 and 4 tells us about how Jerusalem would be laid low and how people would suffer.
那为什么耶路撒冷有祸？这本来是圣城的地方。
Why would Jerusalem come to such a situation like this when it was the holy city?
主要是因为人民昏蒙在信仰上迷迷糊糊。
And it's because the people became blind in their faith.
看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
你们等候惊奇吧，你们宴乐昏迷吧，你们醉的却非因为酒，他们东倒西歪却非因为浓酒。第十节。
Verse 10.
因为神将沉睡的灵浇灌你们，封闭你们的眼睛，遮盖你们的头，你们的眼就是先知，你们的头就是先见。所以这个第十节有讲沉睡的灵浇灌你们。
Verse 10 tells us that God has brought a deep sleep upon the city.
我们在今天早上有查考，还前面里面有在讲另外一种灵是错误的灵。
Earlier we talked about the spirit of evil.
现在这个另外一个名称这个是昏睡的灵。
Here there's a spirit of sleep.
可见这个不是从神来的灵有时候在做工的时候人的灵性就昏昏迷迷的是非分不清。
Sometimes, when you're working, you suddenly discover that, you're in a stupor.
其他的灵哦，进在工作的时候有啊，进到一个人里面在工作的时候，这个人就啊、哦、分不清了，是非分不清。
If there is another spirit that enters an individual, it can confuse that person so that they don't know right from wrong.
那眼睛跟头啊啊，全部都好像醉酒一样。
And their eyes and their head is as if they were drunk.
就是先知跟先见都没有发挥作用。
The eyes, the prophets, and the heads, the seers, they were useless.
所以我们看那个犹大卖耶稣啊，首先圣经讲说耶稣那个魔鬼将卖耶稣的意思放在他心里。
And so when Jesus was betrayed by Judas, we see that Satan planted this concept in Judas's heart.
那后来啊。圣经又说这个、啊、魔鬼进到他里面。
And later it tells us that Satan actually entered Judas Iscariot's heart.
所以主耶稣怎么提醒拿饼给他吃踢他洗脚都醒不过来。
So it didn't matter what Jesus did, how many times Jesus warned Judas even washing his feet, it didn't matter.
这个不是神没有能力。
It's not because Jesus didn't have power.
是他的这个城墙破了一个洞。
But rather because the wall of the strong city that surrounded Judas now had a hole.
他贪财
because he was greedy.
所以魔鬼就从那边跑进来。
And so Satan entered through that breach.
所以圣经说不要给魔鬼留地步。
So the Bible tells us do not leave rooms for Satan.
神自有能力保守我们。
God has the power to protect us.
但是如果我们故意要挖一个洞魔鬼进来。
But if we on purpose put a hole in our wall, then Satan's going to enter.
那有时候我们就怎么提醒都提不出来，提醒不醒来。
So then, no matter how many people try to warn us, we'll never awaken.
那这个事情做完了啊，魔鬼出去了，犹大醒过来。哎，我怎么会做这个事情？太慢了。
And only after you commit the sin do you discover why have I done this? And then by then Satan's left, and things it's too late. It's done.
啊，耶路撒冷啊，给。这个信仰有一个破口，所以魔鬼就跑进来。
And so Jerusalem had a hole in its wall, and so Satan entered.
他眼睛跟头这些先知先见就昏迷啊，对是非看不清楚。
The eyes, the heads were all sealed and covered. The prophets and the seers could not see clearly.
所以这里在讲啊，耶路撒冷有祸了。
So Jerusalem was going to get punished.
那另外一个祸的原因就是啊，在二十五节。
In verse 25, it talks about a...
29章15节。
Verse 15, it tells about another woe.
说这个百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
It says that these people come to me but, and try to honor me with their lips and their mouth, but their hearts are far from me.
这个什么意思？
What does this mean?
所以就是说拜神要用心灵跟诚实。
Jesus teaches us to worship God in spirit and in truth.
可见他们尊敬神用嘴唇就是外表的。
So when someone just honors God with their lips, with their mouth, then this is just a superficial form of worship.
但是他们的心啊，其实离开神很远。
But their hearts may be far from God.
所以这个信仰啊，其实已经变成一种很表面的信仰。
So their worship becomes ritualistic.
因此生活没有改变啊，这个神不喜欢的。
God is not pleased when you do not have true change in your life to conform to His will.
所以灾祸就临到了。
And so punishment came upon them.
好，那在这一段圣经里面呢，我们可以看到他在提到神的默示，就是神的话，十一节。
Verse 11 tells us about the words of God.
十二节说把圣经啊神的书卷交给不认识字的，他说我不认识字，当然他不能念。
And even if you give the word of God to someone else and say read this please, he will answer I don't know how to read.
但是交给认识字的人他也不懂，因为这是封住的。十一节。
In verse 11, you can give it to someone who can read and say read this please, he'll say I can't, it's sealed.
真的是这样，我们跟穆道伯在谈圣经哦，我们就请他念，哎，这一节请你念。
And so when we talk about the truth with truth seekers and give them a Bible and say, please read this verse.
每一个字他都知道。
Sometimes they read every word and they understand it.
这一句话他也知道。
This phrase, the sentence, they understand it.
但是里面什么意思他不明白。
Or at least they can read it, but they don't understand it.
这个叫封住了。
This is reading it but not understand.
因为神的话有字面的意思，在字面意思里面有属灵的含义，这个是奥秘。
Because the mystery of God is this, that when we read the Bible, there's a hidden spiritual meaning in there, and He reveals it to those who He wants to.
那神的话不能够了解，我们人在属灵上就没有辨别能力。
But if we do not understand the words of God, then we have no spiritual discernment.
所以当时的先知先见对神的默示不能了解，因此。
And so the prophets and the seers of that time had no spiritual discernment.
好，那从29章的15节开始。
From Isaiah 29 verse 15 and on.
再提到另外一个灾祸。
It talks about yet another woe.
15节。
Verse 15.
29章。
Of chapter 29.
祸哉那些向神啊深藏谋略又在暗中行事说谁看见我们呢谁知道我们呢啊十六节。
Verse 16.
你们把事颠倒了岂可看窑匠如泥吗被制作的岂可论制作物说他没有造我呢或者被创造的论造物说他没有聪明。这个在说什么
?What's this passage talking about?、
啊、就是国中有一些人呢、啊深藏谋略好像很聪明
It says that there are some people who think highly of themselves They think they're smart
所以在暗中行事
And so they do their work in darkness
因此他们以人的智慧计谋来取代神
They try to use human craftiness to confuse and outsmart God
那十六节说这是把事颠倒了
Verse 16 tells us thatThis is like turning things upside down.
其实神是摇将，我们是被造。
Because God is in front and we are in back.
那现在倒过来变成好像我们做主，我们是摇将，神好像一块泥。
But then, when you flip things upside down, it's like we're really the potter and God is the clay.
那这个当然得罪神了。
This is sin against God.
所以。在这里讲这样的生活这样的做事情的方法是有祸的
So this tells us that woe will come upon those who behave in this fashion
那十七节开始就倒过来说谦卑的人要蒙福
From verse 17 and onwards it tells us that the humble will be blessed
在圣经里面呢从开始一直到最后都一直在强调谦卑的要蒙福
The whole Bible tells us that the humble will be blessed.
我们看十九节。
In verse 19.
谦卑人必因神增添欢喜，人间贫穷的必因以色列的圣者快乐。
Verse 19. Once more the humble will rejoice in the Lord, the needy will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel.
所以这一节里面在谈到欢喜快乐。
This verse talks about joy.
那是要给谦卑跟贫穷的人。
And joy will come to the humble and the needy.
这个贫穷就指着心灵上的贫穷。
The needy are those who are needy spiritually.
那谦卑就是在神面前对神的顺服。
And the humble are those who are submissive in front of God.
这是有福气的。
These people will be blessed.
那三十章，以赛亚书三十章。
Turning to chapter 30.
三十章有一个很重要的讯息
There's a very important lesson there in verse chapter 30.
为什么以色列百姓会失去能力
And that's the lesson to be learned from why the Israelites would lose their strength.
那要怎么重新得到这个信仰上的能力
And how they could regain their spiritual strength.
我们现在的人生活很忙
Today we're very busy in this society.
但是很脆弱
But we're also very fragile.
稍微一件事情发生，晚上睡不着。
If something happens during the day, then we can't sleep at night.
那很多人呢，有这个什么忧郁症。
There are many depressed people out there.
所以现在人很忙，但是内心没有一股经得起考验的力量。
So even though human beings are very busy, they have nothing in their hearts they can rely upon.
好多人吃安眠药在睡觉。
So many people take medications to help them sleep.
那这个三十章啊，在提到为什么当时的人会失去力量。
So chapter 30 tells us why the people then and now would lose their strength.
第一个原因是因为他们靠人不靠神。
First reason is because they trusted in other human beings instead of God.
从第一节一直到 第七节。
From verse 1 to verse 7 tells us this.
我们看三十章第一节。
Let's turn to verse 1.
神说，或在这悖逆的儿女，他们同盟却不与我，结盟却不与我的灵，以致罪上加罪。第二节。
Verse 2.
起身下埃及去，并没有求问我，要靠法老的力量增添自己的力量，并没有在并投靠埃及的印下。第三节。
Verse 3.
对法老的力量必做你们的羞辱，投在埃及的印下要为你们的惭愧。这里在提到以色列百姓跟埃及在政治上结盟，要来抵挡亚述。
This passage tells us how the people of Israel formed an alliance with Egypt in order to counter the threat from Assyria.
他们忘记了神允许亚述来攻打时，是他们离开神有罪。
They forgot that the reason Assyria was oppressing them was because they had departed from God and had sinned.
神提醒他们要回头。
And so God was trying to convince them to repent and turn back to him.
所以他没有从这个最根本的去解决问题，他只是表面的寻求一个政治外国力量帮助他来抵挡亚述。
So instead of resolving the issue of sin, they instead turned to Egypt to help try to counter the threat from Assyria.
所以第三节说，埃及哈，去埃及结盟。第三节说，法老的力量必做你们的羞辱。
Verse 3 says, Pharaoh's protection will be to your shame.
因为法老也是人。
Because Pharaoh is but a human being.
所以我们为什么会失去力量？
Why do we lose strength today?
因为我们常常靠这个靠那个，没有靠神。
It's because sometimes we'll depend on this or that, but not God.
当然生病可以看医生
Of course you can go see a doctor when you're sick.
但是如果整个头脑都是医生没有靠神。
But if the only thing in your head is going to see the doctor and you don't rely on God at all,
你找到最好的医生，有时候你心里也上上下下，那他能不能医？
You can go to the best doctor in the world and he still may not be able to cure you.
但是如果我们真的内心在真的有靠神，
But on the other hand, if we rely on God in our heart,
我们知道神也可以帮助医生来医我们的病。
And we realize that God can use doctors to help cure our illness.
所以我们心里就很坦然很平安。
Then we will have peace in our hearts.
有那个力量来面对。
We'll have the strength to face our difficulties.
所以世界上有一些人可以帮助，但并不是我们真的值得可以做依靠的。
So yes, there'll be human beings in this world that we can rely on, but that is not the true source of our trust. And our help.
你发生问题可以找律师
When you have legal trouble, you can look for a lawyer.
但是要拖多久？你有把握吗？
But how much money and time will you need to spend? And is there a guarantee?
那这个过程，你内心那个上上下下，没有平安的。
But during that time, you're going to be stressed out constantly thinking about it. There's no peace.
但是如果我们真的全心的依靠神。
But on the other hand, if we rely on God completely,
我们可以看到神带领一些方法。
We can see how God will open the door for us and which way we should go.
所以我们的心很平安。
So we'll have peace in our heart.
所以这个地方第一个失去力量就是人靠人不靠神。
So in this chapter, we see that Israelites lost strength because they relied on other human beings instead of God.
那第八节到十四节。
From verse 8 to verse 14.
就是不愿意改变。
It tells us that Israelites were unwilling to change.
神怎么改变他们呢？
How did God want to change them?
叫先知去传警告。
God sent prophets to them.
改变常常是痛苦的。
Change can be very painful.
你想想看我们从去上班回来到家里面你怎么生活？
Just think about how you live life from your work to your house.
如果你六点到家里
Say you get home at 6 p.m.
一直到11点睡觉。
Until 11 p.m. you go to sleep.
我们如果生活久了，都有一个惯性，一个模式在里面。
After a long time, you may develop a routine.
那要改变就很痛苦。
But changing that routine can be very painful.
可能我们这个回家这一段时间，可能根本就没有神。
Perhaps in those 5 hours you're at home, you have no God.
那外面又很忙，回到家又没有神，所以信仰就一直往下掉。
And you're very busy outside the house, and then inside the house there's no God, and so your faith falters.
所以有时候父母要提醒儿女，儿女听不下去。
And so when the parents try to teach their kids, the kids don't listen.
那当时的以色列百姓啊，先知叫他们要改变，他听不下去。
This was the situation with the Israelites. The prophets tried to teach them, but the Israelites could not listen.
我们这样活得很快乐，活得好好啊，为什么要改变？
They said to themselves, "We're enjoying ourselves in our daily lives. Why should we change?"
那听久了以后啊，他们就反感了。
Now, after a long time, they had some response.
我们看啊，第十节。
Let's turn to verse 10.
他们对先见说：“不要妄见不吉利的事。”对先知说：“不要向我们讲说正直的话，啊，要向我们说柔和的话，虚幻的事。”
Verse 10, they say to the seers, "See no more visions," and to the prophets, "Give us no more visions of what is right. Tell us pleasant things. Prophesy illusions."
所以每次先知来讲的话，他都很难听啊。
Because the prophets would speak words they didn't want to hear.
所以下一次就说，哎，你下一次来啊，不要再讲说神看到异象要叫要刑罚你们，不要讲这个。
So the Israelites said to the prophets,Stop coming to us with visions of God destroying us. We don't want to hear this anymore.
那个先知每一次来就讲正直的话，那话一讲出来就发现他们是弯的。
But the prophets would come and say these things, and they would say discovered that this was a bent path.
哦，那这怎么办呢？下一次告诉先知说，下一次再来哈，你就讲比较好听的话，不要讲一直都讲这么硬的话。
And so the Israelites said.To the prophets, stop telling us these things.
所以他们是想听他们想要听的话，不是想听他们所需要的话。
So the Israelites wanted to hear what they wanted to hear, not hearing what they needed to hear.
这个有一个很大的差别。
This was a big problem.
那既然听不下去，他就不会改变，不会改变就继续活在罪里面，这就是他们失去力量的原因。
So the Israelites couldn't accept the message given to them from the prophets, so they couldn't change, and they continued in their sin and brought judgment upon themselves.
那第三个原因呢？
A third thing.
就是他们没有办法安静下来。
Is that they could not find peace and quietness.
我们看十五节。
Let's turn to verse 15.
主以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们竟然不肯。
Verse 15 reads, In repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength, but you would have none of it.
所以神已经给他一个答案了。
God has already given them an answer.
你如果要从这个亚述要攻你们这个困难得救，你要归回向神。
If you want to be saved from the hands of the Syrians, you need to return to God.
你们如果要面对亚述这个困难啊，要得到力量来面对这个困难，你们要在神面前平静安稳。
If you want strength to face Assyria, then you need to have quietness and rest and trust before God.
等待神。
To wait for God.
但是他们不肯。
But the Israelites refused to do so.
那不肯怎么办呢？
What did they do?
十六节
16.
他们说不然我要骑马奔走，这个骑马奔走就到处去寻求人的方法，去寻求政治的联盟啊，要来抵挡亚述。
Verse 16 says the Israelites fled on horses and they went every direction to look for help.
所以有时候我们为什么失去力量，生活太忙。
So why is it sometimes today we lose our strength? Reason is because we're too busy.
有时候生活忙，好像给自己一个安慰，我的生活变得很有意义。
Sometimes we convince ourselves that if we're really busy, then our life has much value.
表示说你有很多事情要去成就，要去完成。
Means that there are many tasks that need to be done, and your life is meaningful because of these tasks.
但是一忙的结果，我们静不下来。
But as a result of our busyness, we may.Not be able to find rest.
所以你静不下来啊，你跟神的关系啊建立不起来。
Without rest and quietness, you cannot find God and cannot build a relationship with Him.
很多人经过这个 TDP 的训练呢，都会感觉到那是一种福气。
So many people who go through TTP training, they say that this is truly a blessing.
你把世界的工作暂时停下来，然后专心的祷告、读圣经、安静。这是一种享受。
You're able to put aside your worldly affairs, come and focus on praying and reading the Bible and talking to God. This is enjoyment.
得力在乎平静安稳。
In repentance and rest is your salvation.
那怎么样能够让以色列百姓重新得力？
How would the Israelites regain their strength?
十七节讲，其实他们是很脆弱的。
It tells us that they're really very fragile.
说一人斥喝，千人就逃跑。
Verse 17 says, "A thousand will flee at the threat of one."
一个人呢，一叫，千个人跑掉了，千个人抵不过一个人。
One enemy appears, and a thousand will run away.
那五个人一叫，全部都跑掉了。
When five enemies appear, they all run away.
其实是很脆弱了。
They're pretty weak.
好，那十八节开始就讲答案了。神的选民要怎么重新得力
？How will God's people regain strength?
第一个
，verse
要等候神。
They need to wait for God.
十八节
，verse 18。
啊，神必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起啊，好怜悯你们，因为神是公平的，凡等候他的都是有福了。
Verse 18, yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him.
我们仔细看到十八节有两个等候。
There are two waits in verse 18.
第一个是神等候我们。
First is God waits for people.
第二个是等候神。
Secondly, people wait for God.
那神等候这个以色列百姓，从他们犯罪开始，就神就开始在等候。
God had been waiting for the Israelites from the time they began to sin.
所以神希望以色列百姓能够安静下来。
But God wanted the Israelites to quiet down.
来寻求神。
To seek after him.
来等候神。
To wait for him.
那神就会施恩给他们。
And then God would bless them.
所以我们看主耶稣升天以后。
So after Jesus ascended into heaven.
这些门徒就进到耶路撒冷。
The disciples gathered in Jerusalem.
等候父所应许的圣灵。
They waited for the promised Holy Spirit from the Father.
那十天他什么工作也没有做。
And for 10 days they did nothing, no work.
就是在楼上在那里祷告。
They just gathered in the upper room to pray.
这个就是等候。
This is waiting.
安静的在神面前寻求神的应许。
In quietness and rest, they sought after the manifestation and direction from God.
那等候的结果就是圣灵的浇灌，能力的充满。
So after they finished waiting, the power of the Holy Spirit descended upon them.
所以有时候，像联恩会三天，这个很好。
And so sometimes we have spiritual convocation for 3 days. This is a good thing.
因为礼拜五来，我们就安静下来。
So Friday we come and we quiet ourselves.
礼拜六就能够更深入一点了。
Saturday we quiet ourselves some more and more deeply.
收获就会多。
And we gain more.
但是我们如果参加更长一点的是像这种神训班。
But when there's a longer seminar such as NATS,
我们的心更安静，我们跟神的那种亲近会更美。
Then our hearts can quiet down even more and we'll see more of the beauty of God.
所以要得到力量的人一定要学习安静。
So those who wish to gain strength must learn to be quiet.
以利亚要面对450个先知。
Elijah was to encounter 450 false prophets.
神先送他到基利西巴。
But God first sent him to Zarephath.
在那个地方安静。
And there he was quiet.
安静当中他来仰望神。
There in quietness he could face God.
建立信心。
There he could establish his faith.
得到力量。
There he could gain strength.
我们再看主耶稣。
And how about Jesus?
我们看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1.
于是个人都回家了，耶稣却往橄榄山去。第二节。
Verse 2.
清早又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下来教训他们。
Verse 1, then each went to his own home, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts where all the people gathered around him.
这个第一节、第二节看出主耶稣的生活的两个层面。
There are two faces to Jesus' life.
第一个层面就是往橄榄山去。
The first direction was that he went to the Mount of Olives.
非常安静。
It's quiet there.
有时候他整夜祷告。
Sometimes he would pray all night.
那第二个就是一大早回到殿里去。
But on the other hand, at dawn he went to the temple.
教训百姓。
He taught the people.
跟大家在一起。
He was with all the other people.
很多工作要他做。
There was much work for him that he had to do.
所以今天我们要有这个安静的时间呢，每一天呢，我们才能够得到力量。
So today we each need some quiet time in order to gain strength.
那特别是安息日。
Most important quiet time is the Sabbath.
如果你礼拜一到礼拜五很忙的，安息日一定要空下来。
If you're busy the whole week, you still have to try to quiet yourself down on Sabbath.
我最近看到有几个青年安息日很早就来祷告。
Recently, I've seen some young people come very early on the Sabbath to pray.
九点多就来祷告。
They show up at church at 9 a.m.
我看到很虔诚在那边祷告。
And they're praying very earnestly.
我觉得也很羡慕，也很感动。
And at one, on one level, I was moved, and on the other hand, I was envious.
我问问他，哎，你怎么会想要这么早来祷告
？And so I asked him, why are you showing up so early to pray?
哦，他说这礼拜到礼拜五太忙。
I said, well, from Monday to Friday, I'm way too busy.
回到家太累，也没有办法集中精神。
I'm way too tired when I come home to really seek God.
礼拜六他早一点来，再祷告久一点，他就很深入，就觉得圣灵很充满，非常舒服。
But on Saturday morning, I come a little earlier, I can really pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit and gain peace in my heart.
真的安静，我们祷告等候，我们会得力量。
Truly in quietness and rest and waiting for God, you will receive strength.
所以在教会里面啊，我们有两个很重要的事情。
There are two very important things we need to do in church.
一个是弟兄姊妹，我们要跟他打招呼关心。
First thing is we need to say hello and greet one another and care for one another.
另外一个是我们在教会要建立跟神的关系。
Second thing is in church we need to establish a relationship with God.
所以我们到教会里面来一定要有一个安静的时间。
So when we come to church we need to have a quiet time for ourselves.
早一点来。
Come a little bit earlier.
坐在会堂祷告或者读圣经。
Come to the chapel and pray or read the Bible.
反正在教会这一段时间，一定要有一个安静的时间，我们才能够重新得力。
Only if we can find this quiet time in the church will we again find strength and salvation.
那第二个重新得力，就是要在熬炼当中改变自己。
The other way to find strength is to change oneself in time of trial.
我们看以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah.
二十节
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20
主以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你必看见你的教师。二十一节
21
你或坐向左或向右，必听见后面有声音说，这是正道，要行在其间。
Verse 20 Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of afflictionYour teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, This is the way. Walk in it.
这里说困苦要当艰难要当饼，困苦要当水。
This passage tells us that bread is will have the bread of adversity and the water of affliction.
所以经历过困苦之后，我们人好像一个饿了很久的人又吃又喝得到力量。
So this likens adversity and affliction to a hungry man. After going through adversity and affliction, you're full of bread and water.
那个饼就是神的话。
Because bread is the word of God.
那个水就是圣灵。
The water is the Holy Spirit.
我们在困苦当中你会仰望听神的话，你会很认真祷告，结果就得到力量。
So in adversity and affliction, you'll seek after God, receive His word and His Holy Spirit and be filled.
那下面说你的教师不再隐藏。
The passage also tells us that our teachers will be hidden no more.
我们的教师就是神。
Our teacher is God.
有时候我们信主久了，神在哪里也不知道。
For some members who've been in church for a long time, sometimes we lose sight of God.
半信半疑啊。
We have no clue where he is.
你当信主的时候是不是得圣灵的？不是哦，那大概心理作用。其实他当信主的时候，圣灵很充满。
And you start having doubt in your mind, saying, "When I first came to God, was God really there? Did I really have the Holy Spirit? When in fact He was filled with the Holy Spirit."
信仰一软弱，就开始对当初的那个体验也把它否定掉了。
And so when a person starts falling spiritually, they start having doubts about their initial faith.
那现在遇到困难。
Now trouble comes.
哇，没路可走。
Nowhere to turn to.
你就开始祷告。
You start praying.
那开始祷告以后，就发现神就感动这个人。
And God moves that person.
或向左，或向右。
And tells him to go to the left or to the right.
就是要调整啊，向左向右，这就是调整啊。
Making different modifications in his or her life.
那最后有声音说，这个就是正道，你就是往前走就对。
And finally, a voice says, "This is the way. Walk in it."
所以调整到适合神要我们过的生活方式。
And so God will turn us one way or the other until we're facing the direction that He wants us to go.
这样我们就得到力量。
Then we will gain strength.
所以受到煎熬，生活改变，跟神亲近，就得到力量。
So we gain strength from encountering adversity and affliction, receiving more from God, and then we walk in the right way.
那第三个得到力量的方法。
The third way to gain strength is,
我们看22节。
Let's turn to verse 22.
以赛亚书三十章二十二节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 22.
你雕刻偶像所包的银子和塑造偶像所镀的金子，你要玷污，要抛弃，好像污秽的物，对偶像说去吧。
Verse 22. Then you will defile your idols overlaid with silver and your images covered with gold. You will throw them away like a menstrual cloth and say to them, "Away with you!"
我遇过那个慕道者。
I've met truth seekers in the past.
家里有很多偶像。
Who have a lot of idols in their house.
这个偶像是玉做的。
They're made out of precious metals.
我要丢掉就很可惜呀。
It's a shame to throw away these things.
但是你不丢掉，你要送给人拜吗？
But if you don't throw it out, what are you going to do with them? Give them to other people so that they can worship
them? 你不知道拜偶像是得罪神，虽然这玉做的，那你可以给人吗？
You know idol worshiping is a sin against God, so how can you possibly invite someone else to sin?
那如果金做的比较好办，就把它熔掉，你可以卖。
If it's gold, you can melt it down and then you can sell it.
但是这里讲这个偶像是金的。
But here,
是包银的，还下面说包金镀金的。
Here it says they're overlaid with silver and covered with gold.
但是这个是污秽的，这是污秽的。下面一句说这污秽。
This is dirty and unclean, like a menstrual.
是金做的，很可贵，但是这是污秽，你怎么办？
So even though this is a precious physical item, it's dirty and unclean, like a menstrual.
最后一句话很重要，对偶像说去吧，丢掉它。
So the final statement is very important. Away with you.
所以为什么信仰会失去力量？
Why is it that we lack strength today in our faith?
因为我们生活中有偶像。
It may be because we have idols in our daily lives.
这偶像有两种哦，一种是真的拜偶像那个偶像。
There are two types of idols, and one is an idol, a physical idol.
或者有符咒，或者有这个什么跟偶像所有有关的东西啊。
Or any other symbols that are associated with superstitions or idol worshiping.
这个都不行。
All these are bad.
不是神怕啦。
These are not, it's bad not because God's afraid of them.
是这个会是我们污秽。
But rather because it will make us unclean.
那另外一个偶像。
Second type of idol.
很可能就是金跟银。
Could be money, could be gold and silver.
很重要，你整个头脑都在想那个。
Perhaps our minds are filled with thoughts of how to get rich.
你整个头脑都在想那个，我们的心就跟神就越来越远，就力量就失去了。
If that's the case, then our hearts will leave God and will fall away spiritually.
我常常举一个例子。
I often give an example.
如果有一个新郎，他跟那个新娘结婚。
If after a groom marries his bride.
那这个新郎很有钱。
And the groom is very wealthy.
买一个很大的这个 carat 这个。Diamond 给这个新娘
and had bought a huge diamond engagement ring for his bride.
那个新娘很高兴，就一直看那个新郎，已经忘记了。
The bride keeps staring at the engagement ring and forgets her groom.
新郎说：“我买给你的，怎么你一直往那个都不看我？”
And so then the groom says, "Well, why do you keep staring at your diamond engagement ring instead of even looking at me?"
那请问你会怎么做？
Now, what would you do?
最后把它收回来吧。
You probably take back your diamond engagement.
那这个新娘就开始看新郎。
So then the bride will start looking at her groom.
有时候我们好像这个新娘。
Today we may be like this bride.
神给我们很多恩典。
God has blessed us greatly.
但是我们整个头脑就是注意那个神的你，神忘记了。
But all that we care about are these blessings that He has blessed us with.
神一直提醒，怎么办呢？
And so God keeps on trying to remind us, hello, I'm here.
这个把它收回来，你就开始注意神了。
Well, maybe I should take away my blessings and then you'll again pay attention.
那就得到力量了。
That's how you gain strength.
所以有时候失去力量不是没有恩典，而是太多恩典。
Sometimes you lose your strength, not because God didn't bless you, but because you have too many blessings.
有时候失去恩典反而得到力量。
Sometimes when you lose those blessings, you'll refind your strength.
所以三十章告诉我们失利的原因，还有得力之道。
So Isaiah 30 tells us how to lose strength and how to gain strength.
请默祷。
Let's bow our heads in silent prayer.